welcome to a quick Conversations of Change podcast with Dr. Jen Fram. We have a change chat with one of the leaders in the change management field. Hello, today we're talking with Therese Moulton, Editor-in-Chief with the Change Management Review, which is a digital information site. Is that what you call it, Therese?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay, fantastic. Now, it's really new in the field. It focuses specifically on the change management industry, which is a really welcome resource for us at the moment. Now, Therese, you are a wonderful combination of entrepreneurial activity as well as very experienced change practitioner, and that is such an interesting thing to explore, where we're going to look at a couple of those aspects in this change chat. So first of all, thank you for taking the time to talk with us. Can you tell us a bit about what you're doing with the Change Management Review?
Sure. The Change Management Review was basically my solution to taking the wheels off of my suitcase as a senior change management practitioner. I've been consulting for about 22 years in lots of different implementation projects, and it occurred to my colleague and I about 2 years ago that what we really wanted to do was impact the profession of change management. And though we love the work, we love the content, we really wanted to impact the profession because we believe the profession is at a turning point. So we said, you know what, if we were starting out in the profession and we had a resource that had great information on it, all of the, you know, legwork was done and it covered a broader scope of change management application and topics, and we could really learn from it, it would have been so valuable to us. So we said, okay, well, let's put this together and get it product design, you know, together and see what we can do. And we named it Change Management Review.
Awesome. And can I just say, having been to that site a number of times and looking at how it's structured, it absolutely meets that brief. And I've actually sent a few, because I've been talking to some early career change managers of late, and, you know, they typically ask me, where do we go? And I said, well, look, start here. So congratulations on that. What's your aspirations for it? What do you think it can become?
That's a great question, and thank you for the referrals to our site. My vision for the Change Management Review is that it does a couple of things. Number one is it bridges the gap between corporate practices of change management along with academic research in change management. And it brings that information together, so we're getting both the experience of doing the work along with the cutting edge research around what we should maybe focus on in doing the work. And next, the Change Management Review is also part of building an online community where we really can actually work with each other. We can reach out. We're having conversations that matter. I know a lot of us are on LinkedIn looking for some of those facilitated conversations. But, you know, right now, I'm just not getting what I want from LinkedIn. I think it's almost like a good daily newspaper. But what we really want to do is create venues where people can have conversations, make connections, and learn from each other and some of the new information coming into the industry and the profession itself. In terms of other aspirations, while we, you know, currently are focused on serving primarily senior change management consultants who have somewhere between 10 and 30 years of experience, we're also very interested in the newer change management consultants that are coming into the field. And specifically, what we want to do is be able to open their eyes and say, okay, there's lots that you can consult on, and here's why change management as a profession can be more than a job, more than a career, and you can really have impact on a place that you're working with, or, you know, on the world at large, if you learn the skill set and you have the passion to apply it. And so that's where the Change Management Review becomes a conduit for helping the profession find that information and the colleagues and the mentors and the tools so that people can actually learn about what's possible when you're a change practitioner. What can their impact really be?
It's really interesting because I agree wholeheartedly that is so needed. It's funny, for a profession which seems to be, you know, blowing out and expanding and proliferating across industries, there's still this incredible sense of isolation, that you're often working alone without support, and even when you're an experienced change practitioner. So, you know, I think that's really needed. But what I find really interesting, though, Therese, is it puts you in the space of, I guess, judge and jury, arbiter of what is the domain of change management, doesn't it, as editor-in-chief? So how do you view that role, being the one who determines, you know, you're setting the agenda, if you like, for the change management profession?
It's a huge responsibility, and I can't do it myself. Mm-hmm. And frankly, I really don't think that my role is going to be setting the direction for the profession. I think what I'm currently doing is facilitating that kind of information from experts in the profession. And I will continue to learn and learn and learn. And then I will be able to set some direction in certain areas, just because perhaps I might be in a position where I have pieces of information that I can integrate and share. Mm-hmm. But in terms of really making this vision come true for change management review and the change management profession, I strongly feel we need to put together a board of advisors. You know, in terms of our research that we plan to build, we're going to have a pretty hefty research advisory board comprised of both academicians and corporate practitioners, both in consulting and, you know, business itself. Mm-hmm. And what's really important is that change management review can do thought leadership and will do thought leadership, but it does the right thought leadership. Mm. So we're not just finding information that's nice to know. We're first figuring out with our community, what do we really need to know? What's going to matter? And then at the same time, we're branching off and saying, okay, you might not have known about this, but now, you know, change management is being applied in a different profession or in a different way. And starting to bring that into the view, you know, into the viewpoint and the purview, really, of a change management community. But I guess to answer your question more in a more pithy way, Jennifer, I actually am thrilled. This is my calling. Mm-hmm. I'm doing what I love and loving what I do. I'm like such a geek and have such curiosity and love listening to people and learning. And doing that through a venue like this in the digital age is really very exciting. So I think the most important thing is for people to make sure that they're letting me know how I'm doing in my job.
Yeah, awesome. So I referenced at the beginning of the recording that, you know, you are this magical blend of entrepreneur and change practitioner. Tell me, what do you think your background as a change practitioner brings to your life as an entrepreneur?
That's a really interesting question, because I usually get asked the inverse of it. So I think what change management consulting has brought to my entrepreneurial life is really the awareness and the importance of how all of the concepts that we work with in big companies really matter for smaller ventures as well, but they show up in a different and more intimate way sometimes. And so an example would be coaching, you know, a client in a larger organization, you know, to really help them see their fit within a project and the importance of them supporting it. And what are some of the things they can do to actually demonstrate that to the organization and their team? When you flip that over to the entrepreneurial model and you start talking about, wow, we're a startup, you know, we've got 5 or 10 people, and so-and-so loved doing the social media part, but now they have to focus on another piece of the work, and everybody's got to have that flexibility to see that, you know, it's really the leadership coaching around who they are as a person and what they bring to the table. And a lot of that being the flexibility to actually see the big picture and still understand that the value they're adding is based on what they're contributing, but also the fact that they can see how they finish a piece and they need to take on a different piece. And so the people that we hire and bring into the organization really have a much more of a generalist perspective with some depth in a few specialist areas. And actually, as this is my fourth venture, I've become better at coaching because of the change management components. And so the what's in it for them is just so much different. And I think that in some of my previous startups, I would have just, you know, and I did actually just drive really hard. And, you know, that just didn't work. Isn't that surprising?
But, you know, force of will can create so much change.
I know. Exactly. It's like, I'm not going to take my advice that I give everybody else and apply it to my venture. I mean, why would I ever do that?
Yeah. It leaves a lot of collateral damage, doesn't it? You know?
It does.
I get that. That's really, really fascinating. Now, if I can flip the topic a little bit, I understand that you've had a fair bit of experience with ACMP, the Association of Change Management Professionals, and particularly in their Professional Standards Committee. Now, for those listening in Australia, most people are probably not as familiar with ACMP as they are with CMI over here. Can you tell us a little bit about that body and your experience and what you learned from that?
Absolutely. It has been one of the most rewarding experiences that I've had in my career, because there hasn't been a place really for change management professionals to gather in the United States and really have some compatriots from around the world join us. And the second is that it's provided an opportunity to, in terms of the standards, sit with an international or global team of really smart people. It was fairly intimidating, I must say, and who all applied to get into the standards committee. And we just worked for 2 years, really, you know, playing a role in kind of debating and conversing and trying to nail down what some of the standards would mean. And the organization itself, ACMP, which by the way is Association of Change Management Professionals, and then they add the global on the end. So the organization itself set some really good principles around the standards, you know, making sure that it's basically methodology agnostic, that there was room to provide the guidance, the oversight, and basically some requirements for being able to measure, you know, what work was actually considered, you know, qualified work. But on the other hand, it was open enough so that, you know, it wasn't like everybody practicing change management had to go change their method. Yeah. So that's a definition of a standard as well. And so that experience was phenomenal. Mm. And then I was also able to be the founding president of our New England ACMP chapter here in Massachusetts, and did that for about 13 months. And it was absolutely a phenomenal experience. It was, you know, for me, a lot of fun because I like startups. I like steps 1, 2, and 3. Once we go to 4, 5, and 6, that's when we have to bring some other talent into the organization. So we got to 4, 5, and 6, and I said, okay, well, I need to branch out and do change management review. But the most telling part of ACMP is when you go to their conferences. And what's really amazing is that over the past 5 or 6 years since they formalized, I guess it was 2011, they formalized, there's this camaraderie that's really been established in the profession that you really don't find everywhere else. Mm-hmm. People really do get it. So we sponsored the ACMP Global Conference this year. And as we were sitting in, well, I'll say I was sitting in my comfy chair and people were coming in and chatting in the booth. You know, what was really interesting was that people felt comfortable to talk about topics like self-care, topics like building internal consulting organizations. What are some of the challenges? And so ACMP to me feels like a community I belong to. And, you know, and I always thought, I was always a little envious of CMI and all the other international change management associations, because I was like, well, what about us? I really want to have a group. So I'm curious to meet the other organizations like CMI and APMG and all of those folks, and really getting to know, you know, what's going on with them. Because together we can really say what's happening in the world of change management.
Yeah, absolutely. Great stuff. Great stuff. Okay, then. So to close out this session, what would be your advice for people wanting to start out in the change management profession?
That is an awesome question. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I may actually ask you that question soon.
Okay, I'll prepare.
Yes. In my opinion, what's really important for people who are new to this profession is to really actually do some soul searching on what kind of impact do you want to have in your career. Is the work that you're doing and the role that you're in right now, is that a stepping stone for you to something else? Do you know the answer to that yet? And if you are thinking in terms of impact, it really doesn't matter where you then branch from. But if you do consider moving, you know, more along into the career of change management, then I think what's important is to pay attention to, you know, the soft skills that you need to really do it well, mm-hmm. and the actual tools and applications that you learn as you go along. Because without the soft skills, you will remain more in doing tactical work, and you won't have as much of an impact in terms of helping move leaders in an organization, you know, meeting them where they are and helping them actually translate their vision into a result that then everyone on the project can make happen. And so that's the important piece, is that when you go into the profession, is to think about the profession holistically, as you know, there as a set of skills that you need to have and be deeper in than the average professional business career person, and then the application to the tools that you're going to need to have experience using. And when those two come together in the right way for you, then you can really go back to the initial question, which is how much impact do you want to have, mm-hmm. and what's the nature of it? How do you want people to feel after they've worked with you? How do you want companies to perceive your value when you've left a project? And those are the types of things that thinking about those in advance, I think, really make a big difference before you start into this profession.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And I wish I had heard that advice when I started. Therese Walton, this has been an absolute joy. Thank you so much for joining us on the Conversations of Change, Change Chat.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
If you enjoyed this Change Chat, then do share with your colleagues and friends. You can find more at conversationsofchange.com.au, at Jen Fram on Twitter, or Conversations of Change on the Facebook.